Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together, and hope that you're having a good week and hope that you've had a productive week. Wanted to continue talking about Zacchaeus in the Word of God. I preached revival this week and preached on Zacchaeus on Monday evening, and had him on my mind and been covering that with our verses. Hope that it has been a blessing. We want to continue, and I want to deal with a verse that, to me, says an awful lot about repentance, about how our hearts can quickly change when we're confronted with our Savior. And in verse 8, what had happened, obviously, Zacchaeus had gone ahead of the crowd, climbed up into a tree, and as the crowd made their way with Jesus in the middle of the crowd, and they came by, Jesus saw him out of all those people and knew him. He said, Zacchaeus. Even though Zacchaeus had never met Jesus, Jesus knew him already. And, just a reminder today that Jesus knows us better than we even know ourselves. The Bible says we can't put confidence in the flesh. We can't even trust our own heart sometimes. But Jesus knows us better than we even know ourselves. And in verse 8, after Jesus had said, come down, I want to go to your house today. And the Bible says Zacchaeus welcomed him, received him joyfully. And then, of course, the crowd began to complain. Jesus was hanging out with a man that was a sinner. And how hypocritical is that? But then in verse 8, it says, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Now, let me just say, we talked about this fact that Zacchaeus was a tax collector. He was the chief tax collector, and he had made a lot of money from skimming money off the top, keeping money that wasn't his, charging extra taxes, and just pocketing that money. And we talked about the fact that probably of all the tax collectors, Zacchaeus probably felt justified because being, the Bible says, a man of short stature, it had become something that had become his identity. And it was something that it was just part of his life. It was part of who he was. And the ridicule and abuse and all the things that probably took place all of Zacchaeus' life, that by the time he got into a position where he could so to speak, get back at people, where he could take from them as they had taken from him his whole life. I hear Zacchaeus that probably had resentment and bitterness, had a difficult life, and that had probably created this anger and this determination that I'm going to show everybody, I'm going to get them, and so as he got to that position, probably Zacchaeus skimmed money off the top a whole lot easier than a lot of tax collectors, because he probably felt vindicated. He saw it probably as not wrong, because this is just retribution for all that I have put up with in my life and all those people that have done me wrong. I think Zacchaeus probably viewed people under a general umbrella. People were just mean. People were unfair. People were cruel. And people had done him wrong. And so his life was, I don't feel bad doing them wrong. But you know, when Jesus saw Zacchaeus, he knew all that, and he knew everything Zacchaeus had ever done. But the Bible says that, and I want you to notice this quickly. As soon as Jesus said, Zacchaeus, I'm going to come to your house today, Jesus wanted a relationship with Zacchaeus. And almost immediately in verse 8, Zacchaeus, first he said, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Now, that meant that what Zacchaeus had spent his whole life to accumulate, once he was confronted with Jesus, it began to liquidate. What he had worked so hard to accumulate, he now was so willing to liquidate. He said, Lord, I give half. So this means everything that Zacchaeus had, half of it, he said, I'm going to give to the poor. Now, here's the one thing about the tax collectors. He had no problem with skimming it off the top of people that were wealthy and all these things. But I think that there was a soft spot in Zacchaeus's heart for the poor, the ones that were taxed and yet they didn't have it and were taken advantage of and all those things. But Zacchaeus said, I'm going to give half to the poor. Now, forget this whole 10% tithing thing and well, I don't think I should have to, but I'm going to give this. No. When you meet Jesus and when Zacchaeus met and saw Jesus for who he was, that immediately made Zacchaeus want to give. And the Lord loves a cheerful giver. May I say, you and I should never belabor tithing or giving. And, again, I'm a proponent of, I believe that tithing is a biblical principle, but I believe that the 10% is probably a under law thing, and that under grace, we should give more than that. But here's Zacchaeus. This wasn't about running the numbers, trying to just give what he had to. He said, half of what I have, I give to the poor. And then he said this, if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Wow. And let me just say this. These individuals that Zacchaeus had built a resentment towards his entire life, that resentment was broken down immediately by Jesus Christ. And it reminds me that because you and I know Jesus, it should break down our resentments too. And I would say today, you know, has there been some things that has just built and built and built on you? You know, I've got my few things too. But the closer you and I get to Jesus and the more of a relationship we have with him, it should make us drop our resentment, drop our hatred, drop those ill feelings that we've harbored. And it ought to make us want a clear conscience before God. And then Zacchaeus says, not only did he drop the resentment, but he gave restoration. He said, Lord, I am going to restore not what I took, but I'm going to restore it fourfold. Now, I don't know about you, if Zacchaeus takes everything, half of everything he has, gives to the poor, then everybody he had taken from and he restores them fourfold. First thing I would say is, man, that man had really stored up some money. But the second thing is this, I don't know how much he's going to have left. But he didn't care. He made a commitment. And all of a sudden, what Zacchaeus had lived his life for, which was money, now meant almost nothing as compared to Jesus. Just a wonderful lesson. I encourage you today, let's get the closer to Jesus we get, the more we want to drop the resentment and provide restoration. God bless you. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you tomorrow here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.